Burr Feinstein. Names that will live in infamy. It is now officially a bill. The Compliance with Court Orders Act of 2016.
Or the Mindless Stupidity and We Want It Now Act of 2016.
It is the sense of Congress that no person is above the law. Economic growth, prosperity, security, stability, and liberty require adherence to the rule of law. So all providers of communications, services, and products, including software, must, to uphold the rule of law, listen to a judicial order, and in a timely manner, respond to an authorized judicial order for information or data. It has to be intelligible information, in other words, not encrypted, or appropriate technical assistance to obtain such information or data. This is not prescriptive. It doesn't tell us how we should do it. It doesn't mention back doors. It's just your requirement. If you're Apple or Google or Microsoft or Dropbox or anybody selling stuff, you need to have a way to unencrypt it if law enforcement comes knocking on your door. Furthermore, it also applies to third parties, so-called licensed distributors, which means that Apple in its App Store and Google in its Now Store and Microsoft in its Windows Store would be required to verify that every single app sold in those stores also provides access. They are required under penalty of law. So if this bill were to become law, it would be the end of encryption in the United States. Not the end of encryption, but
the end of secure encryption.
The end of security.
Certainly.
You call it in your article brain dead.
Well, actually, I was quoting Bruce Schneier on that. This is the guy who literally...
I trust him.
Yeah, he literally wrote the book on cryptography. And I had some of the stuff that in that article I had to actually had to leave out because he would have got sued over it. But
Say it now and then...
He just couldn't believe that they were actually putting this out there.
So dumb.
And saying, right...
It doesn't just affect phones. It would even affect things like compression, like zip.
Yep, compression. Even, I mean, on a broad reading... Companies would have to provide deleted data and provide it in an internal way. I mean, it's just...
He told you this is the most brain-dead piece of legislation I've ever seen. The person who wrote this either has no idea how technology works or just doesn't care. I should point out, Dianne Feinstein is the senator for Silicon Valley.
I know. How the hell did that happen?
She's a California senator.
And
Richard Burr is from North Carolina, where the Research Triangle is, some of the most advanced technology in the world.
And these are the chairman and vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is supposed to oversee the NSA and other intelligence agencies. And show such a...
Oxymoron, isn't it?
it boggles the mind. What on earth were they thinking? I mean, it basically says, do this. It's mathematically impossible, but do it anyway.
So what Schneier is saying, if you went to Microsoft and said, well, we want that file that was on OneDrive, and Microsoft says, well, no, that was deleted. That doesn't work. They have to say, no, here it is.
Yeah. Which means they've got to keep a backup of deletions. They've got to keep all content. It's not physically possible for companies to do this and stay in business. And it's going to make their products about as popular as a rattlesnake in a pinata. I mean, it would kill an awful lot of American business. It would possibly even make what the NSA does illegal, because I can't see them backdooring their encrypted tech.
Now, we should point out it's not a foregone conclusion that this bill will become law. It's pretty clear that the president, if he's still president, will veto it.